Fortune, Prabhu, and Srila Kirti could come and sit up here. Okay. Got a little assembly together. At this time, we're just going to hear something of Srila Prabhupada's pastimes, some remembrances from some of the senior devotees in the community. And we'll each talk for maybe 5 minutes or so. So I'd just like to begin by relating one of the many wonderful and infinite pastimes of Srila Prabhupada during his short sojourn this planet. In 1968, six of us went to London with Prabhupada's blessings to open the center there. And after a year of very difficult times, we were able to procure one building in the center of London. And we knew that Prabhupada wanted this. So when he came, he was in a very happy mood. And at the time when he arrived, because we had just made a record of the Hare Krishna mantra with George Harrison and the Beatles label Apple, they were able to get a very large collection of press people to come and greet Prabhupada along with the devotees. So Prabhupada was very happy, and he was escorted from the plane into the VIP lounge. There was a big kirtan. Prabhupada led the kirtan. And he, after the kirtan, was immediately surrounded by newsmen. And they were, as usual, very aggressive, and they first question was, someone shoved a microphone towards him, "What have you come here to teach?" And Prabhupada said, "I have come here to teach you what you have all forgotten, God." So they were very stunned. They'd never heard anyone speak quite so strongly. And the devotees were also a little shocked. They were kind of stunned into silence. And then when Prabhupada went to his quarters, which were in John Lennon's estate, he began to speak about how England had fallen down so much from its former material glory of the emperors of the whole world. He said that formerly the sun never set on the British Empire, now it never rises on the British Empire. And he was making comments about this big estate, that how these young boys, musicians, could own such a big estate. This means nobody in this country has any money anymore when the rock and roll musician lives like a big millionaire. Then he talked a little about how Britain had fallen down, and he made some remark how he remembered a cartoon when he was in India, which was published in the newspapers after World War II. And it showed the British lion, the emblem of Britain, lying curled up on the ground, all bandaged from head to toe. So he was in a very jovial mood, laughing about this British lion, which was injured and crippled and so on. He also told us that once his godbrothers told him, Prabhupada had said that he would go to, when he was in India, he'd told some of his godbrothers that he would go to the West one day. So one of his godbrothers said, "Yes, but when you go there, you'll have to learn how to eat with knife and fork and spoon." And Srila Prabhupada said, "When I go, I will teach them to eat with their hands." And once he sent me to make a bank deposit, he had an account at Lloyd's Bank. This is a great privilege to go and make a deposit in Prabhupada's account. I was feeling very excited about it. When I got back, I brought him the passbook. It was a savings account. And he looked at it, and he kind of nodded, and he said, the receipt. So I said, "Oh, Prabhupada, they just stamped a passbook. They didn't give me a receipt." And then he just looked at me kind of incredulously, like, "How could they have not given you a receipt?" So then he asked again, "Why did they not give a receipt?" So I said, "Well, Prabhupada, I just thought that if they stamped the passbook then with the amount, that was the same thing." He goes, no, not at all the same thing. You know what this means?" So then I made some offerings what this meant, that I was very forgetful. I should have asked to receive. No. So then I offered that the teller had made a mistake. He wasn't doing his job very well. No. Then something about the bank, that their system wasn't correct. Maybe they didn't offer receipts. No, that is not correct. So then he just looked off for about 2 or 3 minutes out in the distance. And then finally he began to relate a very long story. The whole story of how Britain had fallen down from her former greatness. And the conclusion of this story, which went on for quite some time, was that this fact that they couldn't give a simple receipt for making a bank deposit was the proof that Britain had now fallen to the lowest status of any country in the world. And then he said, "Your country is the best country for spreading Krishna consciousness," meaning America. Then, about 3 years later, during the Rath Yatra at Trafalgar Square, one of the candidates for initiation came forward. He was about 55 years old, a chief security man in the Midlands Bank, one of the biggest banking systems, to become initiated. So this was a very significant event, because the initiation, which included a big blazing fire sacrifice, big fire, was done out of doors in Trafalgar Square, which is probably Britain's most famous monument. It's right at the base of Lord Nelson's column. And of course, Lord Nelson is one of the great symbols of British imperialism and the great dynasty of Britain. So here was Srila Prabhupada, who had come from India, a former colony of Britain, under this 100-foot column, or maybe 50-foot column, of Lord Nelson, stands on the top of this column, who was the great symbol of colonizing the world. Srila Prabhupada was initiating a middle-aged English banker before a great blazing fire in Trafalgar Square. And it was a very significant event. There's a very wonderful picture of this taking place. You can see one church in the background. And the British authorities tried to stop the Rath Yatra after that. They actually gave us a written statement that it would no longer be able to have this in Trafalgar Square. Of course, by Krishna's grace, we were able to reverse their judgment. But this is was a wonderful victory for Srila Prabhupada, that he had come to re-implement Britain's greatness in this way. So, Shruti Kirti, you want to speak something?